respected brothers, inshallah, being mindful of the others praying salah, please slowly make your way forward, and inshallah, if inshallah Imdad will do the recitation of the Quran, inshallah, just a brief introduction to those who may not be aware of Sheikh. And like I said yesterday, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Salim Nawab Sahib is truly a gem which many people do not know about just because he's not on YouTube. Just because he's not on YouTube or on the social media. Otherwise, I don't know how many likes and followers he would have. But yesterday I forgot to mention one thing. Despite Sheikh is not normally on the social media, but he does have a website, salimnawab.com. Inshallah, if you go on this website, since the last, I don't know how many years, all of his lectures, all of his tafsir of the Quran, his talks throughout the year in the month of Ramadan, they are all uploaded on the website. And to understand the caliber of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Salim Sahib, many, many ulama and scholars, especially in London, they follow Sheikh. And they benefit from his talks and his speeches, let alone the non-scholars. And I also mentioned yesterday, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted him with many qualities. And from a very young age till now, Hazrat Maulana has been benefiting pupils and the mass included since the last minimum 30 years at least. And since the last 10 plus years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also enabled him to teach Sahih al-Bukhari in two separate places every day. Before that, Hazrat was teaching in Darum Kent for more than 20 years, teaching tafsir of the Quran, Mishkatul Masabih, a book of hadith, and the list goes on and on. Inshallah, you will see that inshallah we will benefit from the words of wisdom and his nasiha. But before that, inshallah, we shall begin with the recitation of the Holy Quran. And inshallah, I will ask one of our Hifz class students, Imdad, to come forward and to recite some verses of the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك تعرف في وجوههم نضرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسنيم عينا يشرب بها المقربون إن الذين أجرموا كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون على الأرائك ينظرون ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يفعلون.
جزاك الله خيرا. إمداد. إن شاء الله, if the brothers sitting at the back, if you are able to move forward, Hazrat Maulana Abrar Sahab Hardoi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he said very beautifully once when I went to Hardoi that if there is a fire lit over here, fire, definitely everyone would able to see the fire. Everyone, doesn't matter you sit close or far, you will able to see the fire. But only those who will sit close to the fire will benefit from the warmth of the fire. And it was the habit of the Sahaba Kiram, whenever the Prophet ﷺ used to give advice, they used to sit as close as possible. Inshallah, if you do not have an excuse, inshallah, please sit forward. It shall be extremely beneficial, and it will be also respectful towards our Shaykh as well. Jazakum Allah khairan.
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما إلى آخر الآيات إلى آخر السورة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إنما أنا عبد فقولوا عبد الله ورسوله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected elders, our young friends, our sisters who may be listening online, Alhamdulillah, it's an honor for myself to be here, and inshallah I will try and not to bore you out, number one, and inshallah I do not have the capacity to speak for 1 hour, 1 hour 15 minutes, because I don't have the knowledge, I don't know the know-how, and I'm sure you don't have the ears. So inshallah I will be approximately, I asked Sheikh how long I am to speak, inshallah Sheikh told me approximately 45 minutes. So I'll try and stay to my 45 minute time, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, the topic that has been advertised and has been mentioned is Ibadur Rahman or Ibadullah. So Alhamdulillah, it reminds an individual of some of the ayat of the Quran. But before I go on to the ayat, inshallah, Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma was asked in regards to the khuluq of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam. What was the character and the mannerisms of the Messenger of Allah? It's a hadith quoted by Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah in Shama'il al-Tirmizi. If I remember correctly, Imam Muslim rahimahullah has also quoted the hadith as well. And Sayyida Aisha's reply was, "Kana khuluquhu al-Quran." The khuluq and the mannerisms of the Messenger of Allah was the Quran. In other words, if you want to see a practical Quran in a human form, then you see the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and that was the Quran. Now the question is, deen is easy. Hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari, it's in Kitab al-Iman, ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is easy. Why is it easy? If you have the Quran in your life, mashallah, you have deen. If you have the Quran in your life, then you have deen. But now the question is, how many ayat in the Quran? 6,200 something. Mashallah, a lot of people will say 6666. This is incorrect. There's one Bangladeshi alim who's wrote an entire kitab in regards to how many ayat of the Quran there are. And please, you know, I've told in every gathering, we should not be using the word verse. This is a translation of ayat. Every single ayat of the Quran is a miracle. What is a verse? You know why Christianity got lost? It got lost in translation. Because they also translate names. They translated the name of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. In the Bible, you find the name of the Messenger of Allah, which is Ahmed, which is also mentioned in Surah As-Saff in para number 28, ruku number 9. Inshallah, you'll find it there in a few, towards the beginning. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِي إِسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. So Rasulullah's name in the Quran is what? It's Ahmad. Obviously it's Muhammad as well, and according to the hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari in Kitabul Manaqib, there are five names of the Messenger of Allah: Ana Muhammad, Ana Ahmad, Ana Mahi, Ana Hashir, Ana Al-Aqib, Laysa Ba'di Nabiyun. So there are five names of the Messenger of Allah, and Ulama Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahimahullah has mentioned over 300 names of the Messenger of Allah, and you can carry on. Allama Iraqi Rahimahullah in his Kitab Al-Fiyah of As-Sira, he's mentioned over 400-500 names of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. So, you know, when it comes to the, don't use the terminology. So in the Bible, you find the word Farqalit. What does the word Farqalit mean? It means a praise one. So they translated what? The name of the Messenger of Allah, Ahmad. So we should not be using the word verse. You know, they say, this is surah number this and verse number this. As a Muslim, we should be using Arabic terminology. So we should use the word ayat. So now how many ayat are there in the Quran? There are over 6,200. 6666 is incorrect. Absolutely incorrect. How many are there? Wallahu alam, some have mentioned 6,266. Some have mentioned others. So now the question is, how do I bring into my life 6,266 ayat of the Quran? You don't need to bring 6,266. All you need to do, inshallah, in regards to the theme that I am going to discuss, inshallah, there are four passages in the Quran. There are four different areas of the Quran. Afterwards, inshallah, please, if you get a chance, go have a look at them. Number one, Surah At-Tawbah. Surah At-Tawbah, ayat number 112 onwards. التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والنهون عن المنكر إلى آخر الآية. Number one, Surah At-Tawbah. It'll be para number 11, and it'll be ayat number 112. That's number one. Number two, قد أفلح المؤمنون. قد أفلح المؤمنون. The beginning passage of Surah Al-Mu'minun, which is para number 18. The first beginning, 9, 10 ayat, and then Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. You want to have the inheritance of Jannah, then you have to have قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ and إِلَىٰ أَخِرِهِ. And look at the beauty of the Quran. Every beginning of the surah and the end of the surah will always match. The beginning of the surah, end of the surah will match. What's Surah Al-Mu'minun? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. So who has success and salvation? The people of Iman. What's one of the last ayat of Surah Al-Mu'minun? إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Look at Surah Al-Baqarah. Look at Surah Al-Baqarah. What do you have in the beginning? You have the categories of people that you have in the world. You have people of Iman. You have the people of Kufr. What's the last ayat of Surah Al-Kufr? Surah Al-Baqarah. Sorry. What's the last ayat? فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. So the first and the last, generally you will see, it will match. So that's passage number two. Passage number three, Surah Al-Ahzab. Ayat number 35 onwards, إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين. There is an entire list there. And then أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Now, the one that I want to discuss, inshallah, there's absolutely no chance I can finish it in 45 minutes. Absolutely no way. And this is the passage in Surah Al-Furqan. Ayat number 61 onwards. And it goes on for approximately 17 ayat. And it's a beautiful, beautiful passage of the Quran, really. It's an amazing passage of the Quran. If you want to become a true slave of Allah, and remember, again, we don't use the terminology servant. We are not servants of Allah. We are slaves of Allah. A servant has a job description. A slave has no job description. If you are a manager of a company, and mashallah, you have an employee, and you tell your employer, before you go, make sure you clean the window. You know what he's going to say? This is not in my JD. Because I am your servant, I am not your slave. Me and you, we are not servants of Allah. We are slaves of Allah. That is a difference. Because in Surah Al-Fatiha, what did we acknowledge? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We acknowledge Allah to be our master, our Lord. Automatically, what have you acknowledged? You have acknowledged that you are the slave of Allah. Iyyaka na'budu. And mashallah, it's so beautiful. The khulasa of all the kitabs. You know the khulasa and the gist of all the kitabs, Torah, Zabur, Injil, and according to Hassan al-Bisri, rahimahullah, Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, there are 104 kitabs that Allah Ta'ala revealed. Again, we should not say books. MashaAllah, try and use as much as Arabic terminology as you can. Otherwise, you know what's going to happen? You go to English terminology, you ask your daughter, what is your name? And she will tell you as well, my name is Fatima. Because she doesn't know Fatima. She doesn't know Arabic. You know, she's speaking Arabic, the English version of the Arabic. So mashallah, her name is Fatima, and she will tell you her name is Fatima. What's your name? My name is Khadija. Your name is Khadija. You know, the way they say the names, it makes a big difference. The way we speak, our children will speak in the same manner. So inshallah, this is an amazing passage of the Quran. The amazing passage. Now look at it starts from ayat number 61. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. And I want to go on to that passage inshallah. But look at the connection. What does Allah say before that? Allah says before that, الرحمن فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. You want to know who Ar-Rahman is? Then who do you ask? فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. Someone who has khabar, someone who has the information, someone who has the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is who you will ask. Khair, I would say, I'm sorry. I'm just going everywhere. Hassan al-Bisri rahimahullah, Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, they used to say Allah Ta'ala revealed 104 kitabs. The khulasa of the 104 is in four: Tawrat, Zabur, Injil, Quran. The khulasa and the gist of the three main kitabs is in the Quran. The khulasa and the gist of the entire Quran is in Surah Fatiha. And the khulasa of the entire Surah Fatiha is Iyaka na'bud wa Iyaka nasta'in. I.e. Iyaka na'bud, you alone we worship. Wa Iyaka nasta'in, you alone we seek assistance. There are five names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah, Rabb, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik. Five names of Allah. Why? Because there are five qualities of the abd. Because Allah is Allah, so what do? Iyaka na'bud. Because Allah can say to him, ma'bud. Who is Allah? He is a ma'bud. Because he is a ma'bud, we are the abid. That's why you say, Iyaka na'bud. Because he is Rabb. And Rabb is one who nurtures and maintains and looks after you. Because Allah Ta'ala is the one who looks after us. So what do? Wa Iyaka nasta'in. We'll only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. And then number three, Ar-Rahman. What is the greatest rahmah of Allah in the world? Hidayah. Guidance. If you have guidance, if you have hidayah, iman in this world, you have the greatest portion of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is Ar-Rahman, that's why we are saying, ihdina. But now that hidayah must last until you die. Why? Because Rahim is connected to the Akhirah. They say, Rahmanul Dunya wa Rahimul Akhirah. So Rahim is connected to the Akhirah. Because the rahmat of Allah on the day of Qiyamah is only to the believers. The rahmat of Allah in this world, Allah is Rahman in this world. Rahman has five letters. Rahim has four. Rahman has five letters. The rahmat of Allah is on more people in this world. Because on believers, non-believers. But on the day of Qiyamah, the rahmat of Allah will only be on who? The believers. So that therefore, Rahim has only four letters. Rahmanul Dunya wa Rahimul Akhirah. Now, what is the rahmat of Allah on the day of Qiyamah? That your iman will last. Your iman will last. Your hidayah will last. What are you asking for in Al-Mustaqim? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Why are you asking that? Why? Because your iman has to last until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, oh Allah, because you are the king, because, oh Allah, you are Malik. That's why I am asking you, Ya Allah, salat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. You asking from a king, you ask for in'am. You ask for a gift. Hence, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you asking. So now going back, what does Allah say before? Ibadur Rahman. What does he say? Ar-Rahman fas'al bihi khabira. You want to know about Ar-Rahman, the most merciful? Then who do you ask? You ask those who know. Who are the ones that know? Musnad ibn Azhar, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, says, I ask the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, ayyu julasa'ina khayr. Ayyu julasa'ina khayr. Messenger of Allah, the people who we sit with, who are the best people to sit with? What did Rasulullah say? Man dhakkarakum billahi ru'yatuhu, quality number one. Number two, wazada fi ilmikum mantiquhu. Number three, wadhakkarakum bil akhirati amaluhu. These are the three qualities. If you can find the three qualities in one individual, okay, then inshallah, that is the people you should be sitting with. Today, you know, I see someone, I say, ah, oh, mashallah, it's good I saw you. I just remembered I have to fix my car. You know why? Because the guy I've met is an he's a mechanic. Okay, I have to sit down with him. MashaAllah, in our terminology, when you see someone, India. You know, it's like I have to send money to India, I have to send money abroad. Why? Because the guy does hawala. Today, when people see us, what do they think of? They think of matters of dunya. The Messenger of Allah is saying, "Man dhakarakum billahi ru'yatuhu." When you see them, they remind you of Allah. These are the people you should be sitting with, and they are the ones you should be asking, who is Ar-Rahman? Number one. Number two, وَزَادَ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ مَنْتِقُهُ. When they speak, they will increase you in knowledge, not of football. They will increase you in knowledge of the Akhirah. What is going to be of use to you? Number three, وَذَكَّرَكُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُهُ. His actions will remind you of the hereafter. Now, I'm just going to come back, inshallah. And like I've told you, I will not be able to share with you much of those, that entire passage, because it's from ayat number 61, and it goes on to approximately ayat number 78. It's approximately 17 ayat. So I said these are the four passages of the Quran, inshallah, afterwards if you can read all four of them. So number one was Surah Al-Tawbah. Number two was Surah Al-Mu'minun. Number three, Surah Al-Ahzab, ayat number 35. And then in Surah Al-Furqan, ayat number 61 onwards, right until the end. How many qualities are mentioned there of Ibadur Rahman? How many qualities are? Approximately, you will find 14 qualities there. 14 qualities. Now look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. It's a beautiful passage. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. The first quality of a slave of Allah is abdiyat. What does abdiyat mean? Being a slave of Allah, you know, so you have to have abdiyat. Abdiyat means you have humility, you are humble, you are down to earth. You don't look at other individuals in a condescending way. Okay, you do not take other people to be lowly, because that is what takabbur is. Today, mashallah, if you want to see takabbur in a human form, you don't have to go far. Just go to the United Snakes of America. Just go to USA, United Snakes of America. That's where you have to go. And see who? Just look at Trump. I'm not allowed, Sheikh, if I'm allowed to say this in your masjid. I'll be careful, inshallah. You know, on the 7th of October, what did he say? What did this individual say on the 7th of October? If Hamas does not return the hostages, if they aren't back, then all hell will break loose in the Middle East. Before they could do anything, alhamdulillah, but all hell broke loose where? In California, in Los Angeles. To the extent they had to beg for water from Canada and from Mexico. You know, when Allah tells you, know, sometimes when you challenge Allah, Allah will take up your challenge. There was a time when Allah used to give respite. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنْ لَكَيْدِي مَتِينَ فَمَا هِلِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمْهِلْهُمْ رُوَيْدًا. You give them respite, because I will give them respite. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives respite to an individual. Allah gave respite to Fir'aun for 400 years. For 400 years, Fir'aun never had a headache. For 400 years. But now, as we are coming closer to Qiyam, remember, the time of respite is becoming minimal. Sometimes an individual can commit a sin in the night, and maybe the consequences will be seen during the day. Why? Because sometimes Allah Ta'ala will accept the challenge. So inshallah, you know, the first quality of an individual is that we must be abd. Abdiyat. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah, in the commentary of قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, where he says, لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. What are the qualities of a abd? Who is a true abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yani, what do you call a slave? What qualities do you need? He says, you need five qualities. Number one, the love of Allah. Without the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an individual cannot be a slave of Allah. Number one. Number two, he has the ita'at and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within his life. Number three, he fulfills all the terms of slavery. Number three. Number four, he's got ikhlas. Whatever he does for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number five, he has tawakkul within his life. He is completely reliant on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the qualities. That is who a abd is. This is a abd. Now inshallah, you can come and we will come on to look at these ayat. It's beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ibadur Rahman. Ibadur Rahman. Allah could have said here, Ibadun lir Rahman. Allah doesn't say ibadun lirrahman. It would have had the same implication. You say ibadur rahman in Arabic, or you say ibadun lirrahman, it means one and the same. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not even tolerate a gap of lam. Yani these people are so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to highlight the closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you got the word wa ibadur rahman. Now, you know, looking at the concept of abdiyat, to look at the concept of abdiyat and who, what is tawadu, what is humility, we just need to go and look at the life of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the life of the Messenger of Allah. There is a hadith mentioned by, if I remember rightly, it's quoted in Ibn Hibban. Ibn Hibban has quoted the hadith. Sayyida Aisha was asked, مَا كَانَ عَمَلُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فِي بَيْتِهِ. What was the action of the Messenger of Allah when he was at home? How was Rasulullah when he was at home? What did Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma say? She mentioned three qualities. Number one, كَانَ يَفْلِي ثَوْبَهُ. Rasulullah used to look for lice in his clothes. Not that Rasulullah was unhygienic. Not that Rasulullah had any lice. It was according to Shaykh Muhammad Zakariya rahimahullah, if any, because Rasulullah used to stay in the company of other individuals. Because Rasulullah was in the midst of other people, there is a possibility that lice might have come onto the clothing of the Messenger of Allah. So Rasulullah used to look for lice in his clothes. Number one. Number two, وَيَحْلُبُ شَاتَهُ. And then Rasulullah used to milk his own animal. So work inside the home, Rasulullah used to do. And number three, وَيَخْدُمُ نَفْسَهُ. Rasulullah used to serve himself. You know, today, youngsters, when they get married, you know what they think? Now, alhamdulillah, you become a potato couch. You don't need to do anything. Why? Because I've got married, so inshallah, the wife will do everything. Dr. Abdullah Arifi, rahimahullah, used to say, the best way to bring tawadu within oneself and humility and humbleness within oneself is try and help the women at home. Go to the kitchen. Go into the kitchen, inshallah, that will give you tawadu and humility and humbleness. You know, Sayyida Aisha, this is one of the unique women of this ummah. Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. In regards to Sayyida Aisha, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has quoted in Kitabun Nikah the statement from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, but he's quoted it from Abdullah ibn Ubaidillah ibn Abi Mulaika. You'll find inshallah in Kitabun Nikah, in the chapter of Nikahul Abakar, where Imam Bukhari mentions in regards to getting married to virgins. Rather than marrying matrons, this is a first time marriage, then ideally an individual should be marrying who? Should be marrying a virgin and not a matron. But khair, inshallah, what he quotes there, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anhuma is in Marazul Wafat. She is on the verge. Sayyida Aisha is in her last fatal illness. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas knocks on the door to take permission to come and visit Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So who was at the door? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas. Sayyida Aisha said to the people who were there, the khadima that was there, make sure you don't allow Abdullah ibn Abbas to come and visit me. He must not come and visit me. The khadima said, mother, you know, this is the cousin of the Messenger of Allah. He was very, very close to the Messenger of Allah. So inshallah, you know, you should allow him. He will come and visit you and then he will leave. Sayyida Aisha said, okay. When he came in, he started praising Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Sayyida Aisha got very upset. And then when Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas left, what did she say? This is why I told you don't allow Abdullah ibn Abbas to come and see me. Why? Because when you are dying, you don't want to hear your praises. This is a time for you to humble yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for pardon and ask for forgiveness, and then you are going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Her father, Sayyidina, I'm just giving you a few examples of abdiyat amongst individuals within this ummah. You can look at the Sahaba and then you can come down and you look at other people as well. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. If you look at his humility, Rasulullah alayhi salam used to say, Man arada an yanzura ila mayyitin, Man arada an yanzura ila mayyitin, yamshi ala wajhil arda, fal yanzur ila Abi Bakrin. Look what Rasulullah says, if you want to see a dead man who is walking on the surface of the earth, then see Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. This man is guaranteed Jannah. Meaning he was an absolute individual of complete humility down to earth. So in my message, inshallah, I'm just going to leave you with the message. And the message is today, unfortunately, our youngsters, okay, do not have that concept of abdiyat and tawadu, and they're not down to earth. This is why, as Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah used to mention a beautiful sentence. آج ہمارے نوجوان they are questioning everything. You know, you ask a young kid today to, you know, a young child, if you have a grandson, if you have a young child who is 3, 4, 5 years old, you tell the child to get you a glass of water. You know what the child will say? Why? The child will say why? Today, the young generation, unfortunately, they have been embedded with the ideology of what? Okay, you know, you have to question everything. You are independent, okay, you are not dependent on anyone. But this is what me and you are told. If you want to be a true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what must you have within yourself? You must have abdiyat within yourself. You know, and inshallah, I'll just share with you a few ayat of the Quran that are so beautiful. You know, when did Rasulullah become a mu'allim? When did Rasulullah become a teacher? When did Rasulullah become a mu'allim? Look at the ayat of Surah Al-Kahf. Everyone reads Surah Al-Kahf on Friday. Look what Allah says. Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. Those brothers who understand the Arabic language and sisters, those who understand, that ayat should have been Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala al-kitab ala abdihi. You know, it should have been flipped. According to the text of the Arabic, you have fa'il, fa'il, maf'ul, and then you have the muta'alliq afterwards. So ideally it should have been Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala al-kitab ala abdihi. But look what Allah says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. What did Allah bring first? Ala abdihi. And mashallah, you know one more thing as well. The Quran is a mihman. That's why Allah uses the word anzala. Because the word anzala comes from the word nuzul. And the word nuzul means hospitality. Allah Ta'ala has given me and you the Quran. And Allah Ta'ala, you know, Allah Ta'ala is our host. And what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given into our homes? Allah has given us the Quran. We are the mihman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what has Allah given me and you, okay, as hospitality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's in the form of al-kitab, al-Quran. But you see, the word ala abdihi is first, and then al-kitab is afterwards. O Muhammad alayhi salam, because we have revealed the kitab to you, that makes you what? A mu'allim. That makes you a teacher. If you want to become a true teacher, you will never become a true teacher without abdiyat. That's why abdiyat is in between. You will alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi, and after that you go al-kitab. If you want to become a true teacher that will inshallah give benefit to the community, then you will have to have abdiyat within your life. You know, if you look at all the accolades of the Messenger of Allah, what are the greatest things that Rasulullah attained during his lifetime? You tell me. What are the greatest things? Number one, Al-Mi'raj. Number two, Wahi. Number three, the Nuzul of the Quran. On all three occasions, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Number one, Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام. That's why you will find in the Aqidah of Allama Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi rahimahullah, where he finishes all the Aqaid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After finishing all the Aqaid, approximately 25-26 Aqaid that he highlights in Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah. And inshallah, everyone should read this kitab. Inshallah, just download it. Afterwards, you can go and just type in Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah by Mufti Fahim of South Africa. And in the commentary is written by Mufti Fahim. It's in English. It's very, very simple. Inshallah, you can download it. You can ask Hazrat Maulana Shaukat Sahib afterwards, inshallah, your imam. And inshallah, I'm sure he will give it to you. And do ta'leem of that kitab with our children. Okay, it's beautiful. You do one Aqidah every day. Do one Aqidah every day, and inshallah within 104 days, just over 3.5 months, inshallah you'll finish. It's just over approximately 104 Aqaid in the Kitab. After Aqidah number 26-27, what does it say? Inna Muhammadan, look what it says. Inna Muhammadan Abduhul Mustafa. It doesn't say Nabi, it doesn't say Rasul. Nabi Rasul come afterwards. What does it say? Inna Muhammadan Nabiyuhul Mustafa. ونبيه ونبيه المجتبى ورسوله المرتضى ورسوله المرتضى. He mentions عبد first. This is why when Rasulullah had mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, when Rasulullah told the Sahaba, don't elevate me the way the Christians elevated سيدنا عيسى ابن مريم، لا تطروني كما أطرت النصارى عيسى ابن مريم، إنما أنا عبد الله فقولوا عبد الله ورسوله. I am an عبد of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Therefore you must say what? That I am an عبد of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So inshallah, that's ayat number one. Ayat number two. If you think you are big, Alhamdulillah we don't, Alhamdulillah. But if anyone thinks he is big, what does Allah say? Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehelvi rahimahullah, the eldest son of Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehelvi. There's a very, very nice kitab. Everyone should read it. It's only about 43 pages. Only 43 pages. The four sons of Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehelvi rahimahullah. And very, very, mashallah, look at the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The eldest son, Shah Abdul Aziz, passed away last. And the youngest son passed away first. And then the second youngest. And then the third. And then the fourth. The way they were born, mashallah, you know, the one who was born last was taken first. And then the second to last. And then the third to last. And then the last. Khair, anyway. So this is Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehelvi in his tafsir Fathul Aziz. He says, if you think you are big, you know, you should be an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should be down to earth. But if you think you are big, then ponder over the ayat of the Quran in Hal Ataka Hadidul Ghashiya, Afala yanzuruna ila al-ibili kayfa khuliqat, wa ila al-samai kayfa rufi'at, wa ila al-jibali kayfa nusibat, ila akhiri. You know, look at the camel. It's much better than you. Allah is putting me and you to shame. Allah Ta'ala is saying, why don't you ponder over the camel? Look at the camel and look at it carefully and then take lessons from it. Because Allah uses the word nazara. The word nazara means to glare and stare at something and then ponder over it. Allah doesn't say afala yarawna ila al-ibil. He uses the word afala yanzuruna ila al-ibil kayfa khuliqat. Not a single bone in this animal is straight. Not a single bone. But mashallah, look how straight that animal is. You give the reins of that animal to a four-year-old child and he will be able to maneuver the animal. So it's a very, very straightforward animal. Number one, you think you are big, why don't you look at the sky? Because the Arabs, the first thing they would see is a camel. And then they used to drive, you know, they used to travel in the jungle. That's why Sayyidina Abu Huraira, mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, it's in Kitab al-Nikah, Sayyidina Abu Huraira statement, Sayyidina Abu Huraira used to say to the Arabs, he used to say to the Arabs, فَتِلْكَ أُمُّكُمْ يَا بَنِي مَاءِ السَّمَاءِ فَتِلْكَ أُمُّكُمْ يَا بَنِي مَاءِ السَّمَاءِ. Hajar is your mother, oh, the children of the sky. The Arabs were called بَنُو مَاءِ السَّمَاءِ. You think you are big? Look at your mother. Your mother was who? Your mother was Hazrat Hajar. And who was Hazrat Hajar? She was a slave girl that was given to Hazrat Sarah. And in turn, it was given as a hiba and a gift to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So who? What are your origins? Your origins, you come from a slave girl. فَتِلْكَ أُمُّكُمْ يَا بَنِي مَاءِ السَّمَاءِ. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, sorry, we are told in the Quran, why don't you look at the sky? Then you will see, okay, you are nothing. And then, you know, by out of shame, your eyes will come down. And the first thing that you will see when the eyes come down from the sky, you will be looking at mountains. And you look at the mountains, you will realize you are nothing in front of the mountains. Your eyes will completely bow out of shame. But there is what you'll see, what? You'll see the earth. What are you in comparison to the earth? You are nothing. Look at the earth, mashallah, it's 24,000 miles from one corner to the other corner. And mashallah, you know, our mother earth, we all came from where? خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from, i.e. Asli awwal, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu salam, was created from soil, from matti. What are the four qualities in Mother Earth? What are the four qualities? Inshallah, if you can just take this back, inshallah, this is worthwhile. Sitting here, for me and you, for all of us, it'll be worthwhile. We are created from the mother. We should be like our mother. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ يَرْجِعُ إِلَىٰ أَصْلِهِ. Everything will return back to its origin. Where did we come from? We came from the soil. Where will we go back? We will go back there. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. In the books of Ahadith, in the chapter of إِثْبَاتُ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ, إِثْبَاتُ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ, mashallah, there is one riwayat, and it's a dangerous riwayat. When a body is lowered into the earth at the time of death, when a body is lowered into the earth, and if that man was arrogant, the earth will say, you were arrogant on my surface. Today you will see how I will deal with you. And then Rasulullah says, تَخْتَلِفُ أَضَلَاؤُهُ. The ribs of that individual will go completely crashing into one another. And that is what the earth will do to an individual. So you know, it does not suit me and you. Takabbur, arrogance, does not suit me and you. What does Allah say in the Quran? In وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِخِ. What does Allah say? فَلْيَنْزُلِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّ خُلِقِ. Insan should see from what you were created, from what he was created, and what we were created from the sperm. And those brothers who understand, inshallah, some Arabic, inshallah, and you must have heard on Friday the dars. Look what Allah says. We are so insignificant that Allah Ta'ala makes even the language, Allah Ta'ala makes it short. You know what he says? فَلْيَنْزُرِ الْإِنسَانِ It should have been, فَلْيَنْزُرِ الْإِنسَانِ مِمَّا خُلِقَ Should have been مِمَّا From what Allah, he was created. But no, Allah Ta'ala makes it short. And what does he do? مِمَّا خُلِقَ Allah does not even finish the language of the Quran. Why? Because what you were created from is so insignificant. Now the question, how do I bring, ajizi, tawadu, humility, humbleness within myself? How do we try and bring that within ourselves? You know, today Allah Ta'ala maaf kare, just because we got some money. Just because we got some money, because we are on Instagram, because we are on something else, because we are on something else. Now mashallah, you want to see how many likes you have. How many likes you have. You know, the likes of Hazrat Maulana Shafi'i Tanwi rahimahullah used to say, okay, you can have millions and millions of likes. But if you don't have the one like that you need, the billions of likes are zero. You just need one. Allah Ta'ala is happy with you. After that, you don't need anything. Hazrat Muawiyah, Sayyidina Muawiyah, when he became Amirul Mu'mineen, he wrote to our mother Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anuma. And what did he write? Amma Aisha, now I am going to become Amirul Mu'mineen after the martyrdom of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib. Would you please give me some words of advice? Sayyidina Aisha gave amazing words of advice. She said, Oh Muawiyah, my son. She must have wrote, Oh my son. Look what she says. If you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that should be your goal. Don't bother about pleasing everyone else. You know, in marriages, what do we do? What happens in marriages? Now, you know, we have to have a DJ. Why? Because otherwise, this is my last daughter. She's going to become upset. Okay, at the time of marriages, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, we make everyone happy, but the two that we need to make happy, Allah and His Messenger. Look at our weddings and how much do we have of the sunnah and in accordance to the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khair, inshallah, how do you create a tawadu within ourselves? Just look at your origin, number one, and look, see where we are going to go. Imam Malik rahimahullah used to say so beautifully, how can you have takabbur? أولك نطفة وآخرك تراب. أولك نطفة. Your beginning is a filthy sperm, and your end is the matti and is the soil. Shah Abdul Ghani Fulpuri rahimahullah used to mention a beautiful statement. Look what he says. Try and read Subhanallah wa bihamdihi Subhanallah al-Azim. This is a hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in three places in Sahih Bukhari. If I remember rightly, he's mentioned it, number one, in Kitab al-Da'wat. And number two, he's mentioned it in Kitab al-Aymani wal-Nudur. And inshallah, I just remember one thing, inshallah. A lot of brothers think I can't read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 34 times. I can't read it after every farz namaz. No problem. Mashallah, just read it 10 times. The hadith of Sayyidina Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Kitab al-Da'wat. If you get a chance, after every farz namaz, just read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 10. That's for you. Inshallah, this is absolutely fine. So in Kitab al-Da'wat, in Kitab al-Imani wal-Nudur, and then in Kitab al-Tawheed. What's the hadith? Kalimatan ila akhirih. So Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Just read that 100 times. And what will Allah give you? Look what he says. It's beautiful. He says, if you read this, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Allah Ta'ala will give you three things. Why? Number one, because you are purifying Allah. When you say Subhanallah, you are mentioning the purity of Allah. So what will Allah give you? Allah will purify you from all illnesses, from all ailments. Number one. Number two, you praise Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. What does everyone want? MashaAllah, you know, why do you have Instagram? Why do you have everything else? You know, today, young girls are depressed. You ask them why? Because I only got 500 likes. And my friend got 1,500. And then, mashaAllah, they call around and say, can you just give a like? So, what do we want today in the world? We want to be praised. What do? You praise Allah. Allah Ta'ala will make the world and the people praise you. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. What is the third thing you want? You want to be, alhamdulillah, you know, everyone wants to be great. Everyone wants to be great. You mentioned the greatness of Allah, and Allah will make you great. That's the benefit of Subhanallah al-Azim. You know, look at Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. Just speaking on the concept of tawadu and humility and humbleness, look at Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. Everyone knows who he was. Imam al-Darimi, rahimahullah, has quoted that Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, one day, he came to one individual and he had a fight. He had a fight with him and he knocked him out. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab knocked out an individual. So Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala asked him, "Who are you?" He says, I am Shaitan. And Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab knocked him out. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab asked him, "Are you all this weak?" He says, "No, I'm the strongest one." The Shaitan is saying to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, "I am the strongest one." Sayyidina Umar is that individual. When he used to walk, Shaitan used to change the pathway. But you know the dua in tahajjud of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab? Allahumma ja'alni fi ayni saghira wa fi a'yunin nasi kabira. Oh Allah, make me in my sight, oh Allah, make me insignificant. Number one, وَفِي أَعْيُنِ النَّاسِ كَبِيرًا. Oh Allah, if it means I become, you give me greatness in the sight of the people, then fine. Khair, inshallah, I'm just going to move on. In a few minutes, I'll finish, inshallah. So number one was abdiyat. You try and inculcate and bring, become a humble individual, because takabbur is only suited to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. Those people who tread and walk on the earth, hawna, in a moderate manner, okay, in a calm manner. Now see, this is, you know, when there is an illness inside of an individual, the symptoms are seen outside. So if someone has a fever, what do you see outside? Maybe the body will be hot. Number one. Number two, what will you see? The man will sweat and he will profusely sweat. And you will see, mashallah, you touch their body, it'll be hot. Now, if you want to see someone, does he have takabbur within him or does he have humility within him? What is a symptom? الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. You walk in a moderate manner on the earth. Now, you know when you come to the masjid, when you come to the masjid and you come running, this is also against يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. On one occasion, one sahabi came to the masjid and he ran into the masjid. He ran into the masjid, and what did he do? You know where, example, right at the end, he realized Rasulullah is in ruku. Rasulullah is in ruku. So what did he do? He started his salah there, and he went into ruku in the last saf. And then he started walking, and he joined the saf of the sahaba. He joined the saf of the sahaba. Basically, during the salah, he walked, and he joined into the... Rasulullah, there is a hadith where Rasulullah, you will find, inshallah, in Shama'il al-Tirmizi, Rasulullah had a small eye on the back of his body. Rasulullah had a small eye on the khatam of Nubuwa. You know, there was a seal of prophethood at the back where it says Muhammad Rasul Allah. That is what was inscribed. And there was an eye. This is what Rasulullah used to say. Why is it I see you? Some people are emerging from the saf and you are not straight in a line. Okay, in our communities, especially Gujarati masjids, okay, we have a big problem in our masajid. Okay, where Patani, I don't know what is wrong with the people. MashaAllah, you can see. Okay, you will see someone can pass by two individuals. Okay, you know, if you look at the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, what will cause hatred between two individuals? You know, wala takhtalifu. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause rancor and hatred within your hearts. So when you come into the masjid, okay, stand close to one another. Khair, to the sahabi, Rasulullah told him after salah, why did you do that? But zadakallahu hirsan wa la ta'ud. Zadakallahu hirsan wa la ta'ud. May Allah increase your hirs and your greed that mashallah you want to come into ibadah and you want to stand up, you don't want to miss a rakat, but don't do it again. Rasulullah says, don't do it again. In other words, yamshuna ala al-ardi hawna, that also incorporates what? That inshallah when you come to the masjid, you don't come running. And you know, look at the word. It says, يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. Walking on the earth. Walking on the earth does not only mean walking on the earth. It means when you are at home, then you are humble. You are moderate. When you are at home, when you are at your workplace, when you are everywhere, there is hawn. The word hawn is a very, very interesting word. You know, Imam al-Tirmizi, rahimahullah, has mentioned the word hawn. You know, so doing something in moderation. You know, sometimes you will find people walking like this. Very, very slow. Like the youngsters. You know, they walk so slowly. They said, Tahika, the child is about 75, 80 years old. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab in Medina Munawwara, he saw an individual walking very, very slowly and his shoulders were drooping forward. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab says, are you sick? Are you unwell? He says, no. He says, achitara chalakaru wana, next time I will reprimand you. You know, walk properly, otherwise next time I will teach you a lesson. You know, so again, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like an individual walking in that manner. So now, again, just to reiterate, number one, the first quality of Ibadur Rahman was abdiyat, being humble, being having humility within one's life, and that will translate in the way that you walk, in the way that you walk. And now, after that, what does Allah say? The way you talk. So you have to have abdiyat. How can you tell you have abdiyat? Look at the way you walk, number one. Number two, look at the way you... Look at the way you talk, inshallah. And I'll just finish on this, inshallah. But look at the beauty of the ayat. Allah says, Ibadur Rahman, Ibadur Rahman. And then he goes on and on and on and on and on and on. I don't have the time to highlight everything because it's a very, very lengthy topic. If you look at those brothers who understand the Urdu language, and also now it's in English as well, look at Ibadur Rahman, those ayat, Suratul Furqan, ayat number 61 onwards, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi in Ma'ariful Quran, in I think it's in volume number six. He's got an entire chapter and he's titled it Ibadur Rahman. He's titled it Ibadur Rahman. So just go through them, inshallah, and you will find it. But what is interesting? Look what Allah says, Ibadur Rahman, and then he mentions all the qualities. And how many are there? 14. And it goes on one after the other. Now that is all mubtada. You know, those brothers who understand the Arabic language, that is the subject. Okay, that is the mubtada. That is where the sentence begins. Where is the khabar? Where is the khabar? Where is the news? You know, if I say, Sheikh Shawkat, mashallah, is a very humble individual. Is a very humble individual, that is the khabar. And Sheikh Shawkat, that is a mubtada. So Allah says, Ibadur Rahman, and then he mentions quality after quality after quality after quality. Where is the khabar? Ulaika yujzawna al-ghurfa bima sabr. That is the khabar. Where does it come? Right at the end. Why? Allah is telling me and you, if you can't adopt all 14, because Allah mentions all of them with wow, 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 which can mean oh, 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 oh. If you not fall under this category, try and come under this category. Or this category, or this category. That in itself is a rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But whatever quality you have, what do you need? You need bima sabaru. You need to be consistent. You know, enough said, you'll only get outstanding if you are consistent. Otherwise, you are not going to get excellent. You are not going to get outstanding. So inshallah, I'm going to finish on this inshallah. And this will be my last. Look what Allah says. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the ignorant ones will speak to them, they will say, Salam. They will say, Assalamu alaikum. Now look at the beauty of this ayat as well. So what does Allah mention? Number one, you need to bring abdiyat and humility and humbleness and become down to earth. Don't look down on other individuals. And I'll mention this inshallah. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah used to say, how do you bring humility within yourself? Look what he says. Whenever you see a kafir, think he is better than me in terms of the future, because there is a possibility Allah might give him iman. I don't know if I'm going to die with iman. If you see a young boy, then he is better than you. Why? Because his sins are much less than yours. If you see someone elderly, 60, 70, 80 years old, they are much better than you. Why? Because their good deeds are more than yours. And it's a beautiful way to remember. So just finish on this inshallah. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When jahil speak to them. Now jahil does not mean the opposite of aqil. Jahil ka mana ignorant. But you tell me, Musa alayhi salam told his community, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرًا. Allah Ta'ala orders you to slaughter a cow. أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرًا. قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا. The people, Banu Israel said, you are mocking at us. What did Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam say at the time? A'udhu billahi an akuna min al-jahileen. Does that word jahil in the context of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, na'udhu billah, does that mean jahil? Does that mean ignorant? No. The word jahil can also mean someone who loses his temper. Someone who loses his temper. Someone who is overtaken by emotions. So look what Allah is saying. Allah doesn't say, in khatabahum al-jahilun, qalu salama. Allah says, idha, when. So it's not a matter of if, because it's always going to happen. You will have individuals that are jahil, that are ignorant, that will make you emotionally completely out of control. There will be people that will come to you, that will speak to you, that will make you completely lose your temper. That will happen. How do you deal with it? Qalu salama. Qalu salama. What does the word salama mean? It can either mean salamu tawdi'. It can either mean you say to them, assalamu alaikum, I am going. Just remove yourself from the conversation and just go. Dekho, har baat ka jawab dena zaruri nahi hai. It's not necessary that you respond to every sawal and every question that is posed to you. That is not necessary, and you should not be doing that. I'm just going to relate to you two incidents, and I'm going to finish, inshallah. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah was invited. You know, mashallah, those brothers who understand, I'm really sorry. I'm just going to go back to the concept of abdiyat again, just slightly. Allama Yaqub Nanutwi rahimahullah. He is the ustad, or he's the son of Hazrat Maulana Mamluk Ali rahimahullah, and Hazrat Allama Yaqub Nanutwi rahimahullah. He is the ustad of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah. And he was a great amil. He had a great amil. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah says, one day I came to my Shaykh Hazrat Allama Yaqub Nanutwi rahimahullah, and I said, Hazrat, can you give me some practice whereby I can control the jinn? I can control the jinn. Allama Yaqub Nanutwi rahimahullah replied to him and said, dekho, dunya mein tum banda banne ke liye aaye ho, banda banane ke liye nahi aaye. You have come into the world to become a slave of Allah, not to make others subservient to you. You want jinnat, you want control over the jinnat. Hazrat Maulana Hanif Jalandari, tam barakatuh, mashallah, who is the vice chairman of the Wifaqul Madaris in Pakistan. They have approximately 23,000 madaris that they are running. So Sheikh Hanif Jalandari, daman barakatuhum, when he came recently, he said, I got to see Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib, rahimahullah, from very close. Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib was an ustad of Jami'a Farooqiya in Karachi, and he taught Bukhari for many, many, many years. He says, we were walking into the masjid together, and when he took off his shoes, I took his shoes in order to put onto the shelf. The Sheikh said, I have come here to become a slave of Allah. I do not want people to serve me. I am here to be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani main to Allah ka banda banne ke liye aaya hoon, okay, I do not want people to serve me. Inshallah, I'm just going to finish on this, inshallah. So Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah was invited for a lecture. Now just imagine, this happened to me and you, what would have happened? So he was invited to a lecture. He sat on the chair, and someone gave a piece of paper. And what did the piece of paper say? Ashraf Ali, tu kafir hai. Number one. Ashraf Ali, tu kafir hai. Number one, yeah? Number two. Ashraf Ali, humne suna hai, tu julaha hai. Julaha. Julaha means weaver. You know those people, mashallah, you know, on my birth certificate, you know what it says? In the olden days, in the birth certificate, you had the father. And the father's occupation. So mashallah, when our elders came from India, you know what they all were? They were weavers. Okay, in Blackburn, in Bolton. Okay, we used to work in Scapa and Kotals. There were factories there. And mashallah, all the Asians used to work there. Okay, mashallah. And you know, we're very lucky. Really, my father used to tell me, okay, we had one guy in our shift. He used to go to his son, non-Muslim. He used to go to his son and say, son, can I borrow one cigarette? When the payday will come, I will give it to you. And the son would say to the father, make sure you give it back to me. The son used to say, make sure you give it back. Unfortunately, we have come back in that time. You give something to your son, and the son says, this is what you owe me, huh? I've given you £3. Okay, you must make sure when you go home, you owe me this. So number one, Ashraf Ali to kafir hai. Number two, to julaha hai. Number two. And number three, you are not allowed to speak on any mas'ala which has a difference of opinion amongst the scholars. These are the three conditions. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi had not yet started the lecture. He read the letter in front of the entire gathering. And he said, the person is saying, I don't know who he is, but the person is saying to kafir hai. I want all of you to become a witness. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. I've read the kalima in front of you. Now do you acknowledge I'm Muslim? Number one. Number two, Ashraf Ali tu julaha hai. You are a cotton weaver. Listen, alhamdulillah, I've not come here with a proposal of marriage for someone. Main yahan kisi ko kisi ke sath shaadi karne ke liye nahi aaya hu, that you need to know what my profession is. Number two. Number three, in regards to ikhtilafi masail, inshallah, it is not my habit to touch anything, but during the course of the lecture, if something happens, then I will touch upon it. And if you still want me to stop and not say a single word, I will leave. This is how you deal. This is وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The second meaning of salama. One meaning of salama is what? That you say, assalamu alaikum, I'm going. And you don't pick a fight. Number two, the word salama in the ayat is a hal. I.e. their response is very calm. One person, Hazrat Shah Ismail Shaheed rahimahullah. And I promise you, this is my last, inshallah. Shah Ismail Shaheed rahimahullah was giving a lecture. MashaAllah, this is what you call ikhlas. This is what you call ikhlas. He gave a lecture in Jami' Masjid of Delhi, in front of Lal Qil'a, those who have been there, Delhi, you would have seen it. In Jami' Masjid of Delhi, he was giving a lecture. He gave a lecture for 3 hours. For 3 hours. After he finished, he was coming down the stairs. And one Bedouin, when Baddu came, and said, wo bade mauli sahab ka bayan hone wala tha, to wo bayan kya hua? You know, bade mauli sahab is Shah Ismail Shaheed rahimahullah. So the big Maulana was going to give a lecture. What happened to his lecture? He says, wo to bayan ho gaya. To bayan ho gaya. He says, so I came from so far. He says, no problem. You sit down. Ismail Shaheed, bande hi ko Ismail Shaheed kehte hain. I am Ismail Shaheed. He said, sit down. The same 3 hours that he gave in the entire gathering, that's what he gave to that one individual. And you know what he said afterwards? Pehle bhi maine ek ke liye kiya tha, aur ab bhi ek ke liye kar raha hoon. And before as well, it was for Allah, and now as well, it's only for one. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you know, we do whatever we do, inshallah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finish on this. Shah Ismail Shaheed rahimahullah. Someone wrote a letter to him whilst he was giving a lecture. And said, tu harami hai. Look at the sentence. Someone come to you and say, you harami? You know, I don't want to be a STARD. You know, mashallah, meaning you are born to illegitimate parents. This is what someone said to him. He said, kisi ne mujhe kaha hai ke main harami hoon. آج تک میرے ماں باپ کے نکاح کے گواہ دلی میں موجود ہیں آپ جا کر معلوم کر سکتے ہیں کہ my you know these were my parents, this is my mother, this was my father, and I was born to them. So alhamdulillah, you know, these are the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the qualities of those individuals. Now what should your motivation be? If you adopt those qualities, then you become very, very close to Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. And what is the end result? أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةِ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. I don't want to go into the qualities there, but inshallah, for another time, inshallah, Sheikh Shokat will finish the ayat. Or inshallah, if I get a chance to come again, inshallah, we can finish the ayat. But these are beautiful, beautiful ayat of the Qur'an. Inshallah, I recommend everyone that you go through these ayat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all to be amongst those individuals who are true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mashallah, you know, when you go home, okay, be down to earth. A lot of our internal fighting. Today, why is the entire ummah broken? Because we don't have abdiyat. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahimahullah used to say, when two people fight, remember, one is mutakabbir. One is mutakabbir. If two people are fighting and you say, no problem, you've won, okay, I'm going to sit down, okay, you have won, fighting is finished. Agar dono mein se ek mein tawazu hai, to jhagda khatam. It's so simple. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today our big jama'at are all broken up. And the entire ummah is broken. Why? Because we are not humble, we don't have humility. We don't have the ability to say, I'm sorry. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان، اللهم لك الحمد بالإسلام، اللهم لك الحمد بالقرآن، اللهم لك الحمد بنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اجعلنا في أعيننا صغارا وفي أعين الناس كبارا. اللهم ربنا توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين. يا إله العالمين يا رب العالمين forgive us our sins يا الله يا الله يا الله. Purify our hearts, unite our hearts يا الله. Oh Allah, make our hearts as you would like to see them يا الله. يا إله العالمين accept everyone that is here يا الله. Oh Allah, oh everyone that is here, everyone that may be listening online, يا الله you grant them your ولايت. يا إله العالمين you make all of us عباد الرحمن يا الله. Oh Allah, all the traits that are mentioned in those ayat of the Quran, ya Allah, you allow us to inculcate all these qualities within ourselves, ya Allah. Oh Allah, especially humility and becoming down to earth, ya Allah. Ya ilaha al-alameen, assist and aid our brothers and sisters in Palestine, ya Allah. Ya Allah, despite the ceasefire, okay, the enemies are trying to bomb them until Sunday morning. Ya ilaha al-alameen, you grant them patience and you grant them, ya Allah, those of them that you have granted martyrdom, you accept their martyrdom, ya ilaha al-alameen. Ya Allah, those who are alive, you grant them sabr, ya ilaha al-alameen. Ya Allah, you reward them on behalf of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, they are fulfilling the fard of the protection of Masjid al-Aqsa on behalf of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, you preserve them, you look after them, ya Allah. Ya ilaha al-alameen, ya ilaha al-alameen, do not give us death until you are happy with us, we are happy with you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us amongst your true slaves, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us amongst those that the Quran says fadukhuli fi ibadi wadukhuli jannati. Ya ilaha al-alameen, preserve the iman of our children in this country, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, all the good that Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam asked during the course of his lifetime, ya Allah, we ask you that you grant us all the good. Oh Allah, everything that Rasulullah asked protection against, Allah, we ask you that you grant us protection against everything. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Shall I take this opportunity to thank the management of Masjid Adam, all the brothers who are here, sisters who are listening online, and especially as a Maulana Shaukat Sahib who invited me to come here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of you inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
Jazakum Allahu khairan, Hazrat Maulana Salim Sahib. And I'm sure brothers who participated, they were not disappointed. Hazrat Maulana said that inshallah, if we invite him next time, he will finish off the verses. Inshallah, he has a... Whenever he feels, inshallah, whenever he would like to come, it will be our honor once again, inshallah. So we leave it in Sheikh's hand. Whenever he wants to come, inshallah, it's an open ticket, inshallah. Jazakum Allahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakah and bless him in his iman, in his health, wealth, and in his honor and izzah. Jazakumullah khairan.